The Osgood Files, sponsored by LifeLock. Not only guarding your identity, your good name, and your credit, but also monitoring bank accounts for takeover fraud. LifeLock is the only identity theft protection company that does that. Find out more at LifeLock.com. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The House Intelligence Committee heard testimony that without secret surveillance programs, New York City would have been attacked at least two more times since 9/11. More after this from Charlie. This time it was the House Intelligence Committee's turn to question the head of the National Security Agency, General Keith Alexander. Committee Chair Republican Mike Rogers tried to settle the two big questions once and for all.
Is the NSA have the ability to listen to Americans' phone calls or read their emails?
No, we do not have that authority.
But most of the hearing was about how, without surveillance, we'd have witnessed a lot more terrorism over the past 12 years. Alexander said electronic surveillance helped foil 50 terrorist events in more than 20 countries. But he did not want to say any more than that.
If we give all those out, we give all the secrets of how we're tracking down the terrorists as a community.
But we've already heard that a plot to bomb New York City's subways was disrupted. And FBI Deputy Director Sean Joyce, who also testified, disclosed a second plot.
That was in the very initial stages of plotting to bomb the New York Stock Exchange. We were able to lure some individuals to the United States, and we were able to effect their arrest.
That involved tapping a phone call made to a conspirator in Kansas City. And CBS's John Miller, who was an assistant FBI director, credits surveillance with helping track down David Coleman Headley, a terrorist sleeper agent born in America, radicalized in Pakistan, who assisted in the terror attack on Mumbai and was finally arrested at O'Hare Airport.
Ready to board a flight to complete plans for his next plot to take over the offices of a Danish newspaper, hold hostages, and behead them on live television.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.